WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into football season. Lord knows we've got this Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Of course, Let Yourself Play. We'll be moving that to Greenmount Station this week in Hampstead, meeting some folks out in Carroll County. We'll be back in Baltimore City. It's been a little while. We're going to be with Mayor Brandon Scott on the 8th of October. That's a Friday at his appointed crab cake destination of Coco. So it'd be good to see Marcel and everybody over there. I think I'm going to drag Mike Resigliano out, who I saw at the Guinness Factory last week at my sports writer convention. You know, Don, back in the days, I worked at a sports newspaper, and we had in the sports, we did football, baseball, basketball, hockey, auto racing. We even found room for like golf. So here at WNSD and Baltimore Positive, you're Jones for golf. And my beautiful day spent walking the course at Caves Valley a couple weeks ago for the BMW Championship has awakened all of the magnolia sensibilities of the golf course. But big doings here. It's us versus them. Where's my American flag? I got to grab it somewhere here. And I know you want to talk some golf. Whistling Straight. I love the sound of that. Who doesn't want to watch a course at Whistling Straight, right?
Whistling Straight.
Straight
with an S.
Plural.
Whistling
Sorry.
Straight. In beautiful Wisconsin.
Well, Don, go ahead. Do the honors here. We're going to talk some Ryder Cup here.
We are delighted to have once again the head PGA golf professional at Pine Ridge Golf Course, one of the Classic Five. Before we forget anything else, classic5.com. If you aren't playing fall golf at one of the Classic Five courses, you are missing out. Pleasure to welcome back Dave Hutzel. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Don. Thank you. Beautiful day, and looking forward to seeing lots of people out here at the golf course.
Well, first things first, did you get out to BMW? Were you up at Caves? You had to, right?
I did get out for a little bit early in the week. I was busy at the golf course, of course, later in the week, but I went out on Tuesday to watch a few guys practice a little bit. I love doing that and say hi to a few folks, and they did an amazing job out there. What a tournament.
Dave, when I started my career doing sports radio back in the 90s, when the Orioles would play like a 1 o'clock game, we just shut the radio show down. We just figured like everybody be watching. No one would be listening to radio. I swear that weekend from being out on that golf course, that every golf course within an hour or two would have been empty, because instead of golfing, people would have preferred to have been out there walking the eighth with Mickelson or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, we still stayed pretty busy, like some courses did, but, you know, it's a treat. And unfortunately, we've been a little bit of a starved market here in Baltimore over the years, but I think everyone that took the opportunity to get out there and watch really enjoyed themselves.
Well, Dave, we're going to do a lot of Ryder Cup in our segment this morning, but before we do, I kidded you off the air. Describe for people, when we're recording this today, it is absolutely the perfect Baltimore almost fall day. And knowing that you were coming on, I was just thinking about teeing it off at number one at Pine Ridge and saying, it just doesn't get any better. And you go down to number two and you try to hit some kind of high hook over the trees on number two. And then you go to the beautiful number eight. Describe for folks how absolutely, who maybe have never seen Pine Ridge, tell them why I get so giddy over your course.
Well, first of all, it's a great layout and a great setting. We're very blessed to be located where we are on the Loch Raven Reservoir. Got beautiful wildlife. Like I said, a great, great layout. Very challenging, but also very fair. You know, the beginner golfer can enjoy themselves. They play the appropriate set of tees. They can go out there and have a great time, learn the game. And your more experienced player can also have a nice challenge if they play the back tee.
Yeah, it's a spectacular course. Over the years, a number of us in county government have approached different mayors, along with our revenue authority. We would love to own Pine Ridge, which, of course, is a city entity in the county. But the city wisely keeps saying, nice try, guys.
Hold on. Explain. Is this some grandfather thing? Because I always found it fascinating. My friends worked for the city, but they worked at the disposal plant that was owned by the city that was actually in the county, right? Like, there's a lot of that that goes on, Mr. County Executive, right?
It's right around there. It's a reservoir, which is a city entity. And You know, we've tried over this
predates you and Ted Venatoulis.
Oh my goodness! You know, way back, even before,
Agnew. But,
you know, I can remember sitting with a couple of mayors, and they just sort of smile and they go, "Yeah, okay, Don, that's a nice idea." But it's a great golf course. Well, Dave, Ryder Cup. My goodness, I love the Ryder Cup. All of us who are duffers who love to play, you know. People have often joked for me, you can just never play golf. You know, you've always got to have some kind of competition. I said, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because I grew up watching the Ryder Cup and President's Cups and what have you. But certainly with the controversy, and this year we go to Whistling Straits out there in Wisconsin, with the controversy this year, I think there may be more eyes upon this tournament than normal, because we've got the Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, and now Paul Azinger hubbub. Tell folks a little bit about what's going on with
Is this Brooks Americans that can't get along in golf, really?
Well, I'm going to turn to Dave. He's the expert. Explain the whole DeChambeau-Brooks thing, and then we'll talk about Brooks's comment about the cup.
Well, you know, it goes back several months. There's been some, I don't want to say animosity, but difference of opinion about things between the guys. And, DeChambeau is kind of an interesting animal in that he goes about things his own way. It's a little different than most, but you can't argue with his talent. Guy's an incredible player, won major championships now, and he's gotten a little bit of a reputation over the years for slow play, and Brooks is not a slow player. And I think that kind of started things, but then, you know, it all started to blow up in social media. There were some things done probably in fun that maybe wasn't taken that way over the months. You know, DeChambeau jumping around in the background during an interview with Brooks after a round. So, you know, Brooks threw a little fuel on the fire through social media with one of his sponsors, and next thing you know, the media took it and ran with it.
Don't they like this? Isn't there a part of this, the sort of WWE Trumpification, certainly for an – like, isn't this part of, like, where golf is now, that it's not gentlemanly anymore and getting a hole and, like, all of that – that we've moved away from Arnold and Jack shaking hands and being – like, I sense that, but I sense society doing that. Especially in America, that what's acceptable at the Western, you know, the Phoenix Garbage Open or whatever it's called, that golf's changed in that way. And I think the fans want that. They want that. That's going to make golf interesting for people.
I think in a way it does. Yes. And the tour has instituted a new bonus program this year for basically how much interest players create in the game. And unfortunately it's interest good and bad. And, you know, some of this is fun, to see the guys, you know, kind of go at it, so to speak, a little bit, but, you certainly don't want it to get to the point, like, you know, the commissioner had to step in this year, going to the tour championship and saying, look, anybody else, Brooksy at DeChambeau is going to be removed from the property. You don't want it to affect performance. These guys are playing for their livelihood. You're talking, you know, Patrick Cantlay just won $15 million, and, you know, he's a quiet, reserved guy. But, you know, DeChambeau at the same time, you know, you bring a little bit of this attention upon yourself, and, you know, you got to take the good with the bad. And
yeah, I hear you, Dave, you know, with the good with the bad, but I was glad that the commissioner did that.
I was too.
I will never understand, and Nestor and I talk, boy, I thought Nestor framed it pretty well about whether it's a reflection of society or something else. The thought that a bunch of chuckleheads who probably couldn't break 100 on a good day will be chanting Brooksy, Brooksy, Brooksy when DeChambeau's in his backswing is absurd, and they should be escorted off the course. Go out there, root. I don't mind.
Well, Don, I was out there. It was a frat convention, and beers were for. I mean, that's what it is. And
well, different, Nestor.
That's no different than me saying what the WWE is when you go there with the signs and all. It's the thing has moved in a different direction. Well, I saw it for myself.
It's a little different. Dave can weigh in. Like, if you go to, what is it, Dave? I guess 16 on TPC Scottsdale. 16, right? Not 7. 16, the par 3.
Yeah.
Where they built the stands. Yeah, par 3, the 16th hole. And, you know, they built stands there on purpose to have people cheer. That's different. A collective cheer, you know, when Tiger hits that great shot and goes insane running down 16 and pumping his fist to the crowd. That's different than trying to taunt someone. And now, years ago, and Dave, you'll remember this, and I was looking at some previous Ryder Cup stuff, just getting ready for this weekend, because I do love this weekend. I mean, American fans were pretty ugly towards Colin Montgomery at times, if you remember. I mean, they were taunting him for being pudgy and Monty. And I mean, that kind of stuff, it just...
Well, I remember golfers having shudder, right, Dave, with the camera. That was a big problem for a long, long time when the cameras went off, right?
Yeah, I mean, the camera, especially, you know, your photographers who are there doing work, they don't allow photography, you know, or didn't allow in the past because, you know, people didn't have smartphones back in the day that were silent. And now, every tournament you look at on TV, you see 50 people behind a player. Instead of watching them actually play, they're all back there with their phones in their hands trying to take a video so they can post it on social media and say, hey, I was there, whatever. I mean, yes, it's drawing interest, but... You know, back in the day, you know, you couldn't take cameras unless it was a practice round, you know, because they didn't want that possible clicking of the camera going. So, you know, your professional photographers are at a distance. They got zoom lenses. They know what to do. They're not snapping pictures in the backswing. They'll catch them on the follow through, whatever. But, yeah, I mean, obviously it's a tour that, you know, makes a lot of money and, you know, it's driven by advertising and popularity. So, you know, they're going to allow those cameras in there now and smartphones. They have to be on silent. People just have to use common sense. And unfortunately, some people don't. And
although the Masters still doesn't. I mean, I always remember it killed me. I had to give my phone up at the Masters. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, man, got this incredible.
Bruno Mars did that to me, took my phone away.
Yeah, you can't capture it at all. But, you know, again, we're with Dave Hutzel, PGA golf professional at Pine Ridge Golf Course, Classic 5. Again, get out, make a tee time, classic5.com. You will not be disappointed at these great golf courses that Baltimore City offers. Dave, I'm more intrigued rather than the, and I see where I give Bryson some credit. Bryson, in all of his comments now leading up to the tournament, said, let Brooks and I are going to bury the hatchet. We're going to move on. We're all in this together. So I give Bryson some credit for that, or his publicist, whoever nudged him to do that. I think that's good. But I'm more interested, and I want you to talk about it as a golfer. I'm more interested in Koepka's comments about the difficulty of playing in the Ryder Cup. Because what he said out loud, they often say you say the truth out loud and you get in trouble. I think he said something out loud that has been an issue for many United States players, including Tiger, early in his career, and that is trying to transform a singularly individual sport to once a year, not playing for money, playing for country, and playing for a team. Totally different, I would think, Dave. And speak to that as a golfer, as whether you understood what Koepka was trying to say.
Well, I didn't hear his exact comments. I heard some commentary about it. And, you know, it's unfortunate that he even has those thoughts, I would say, because, I mean, it's such an honor to play for your country. I was fortunate enough to do it 10 years ago. About 10 years ago this week, we had our PGA Cup matches, which are run by the PGA of America. Same format as the Ryder Cup. We played against the top 10 club pros from Great Britain and Ireland. And, you know, there's nothing. I've played in two PGA championships, including at Whistling Straits and Atlanta Athletic Club. But I would say that's probably my fondest golf memory is playing with my teammates, my captain, who's the past president of the PGA of America. You know, the PGA runs the event exact same way. We've got team rooms. We've got dinners. We've got functions, opening ceremonies. And, when they raise that flag for both sides, it gives you chills. And you know, there's nothing like that in any other part of golf. And, you know, I hope for the U.S.'s sake that, you know, when that flag goes up, Kepka's mindset changes a little bit, because we all know how great of a player he is and how influential he could be in these matches.
Dave, the story's always about the Americans being overstacked and underwhelming, right? I mean, traditionally, over for this tournament, this has been a disappointing tournament on our side of the water, right?
You could say that definitely in the last, you know, 20 years or so. You know, the European team has certainly had the upper hand. Last time I believe we won was at Hazeltine. It's been a number of years. The interesting thing this year, and I was watching a little bit of the coverage yesterday, is how many rookies we have. You know, almost half the team are rookies. So you got a lot of guys that maybe don't have that that baggage that the Tigers and the Phils and, you know, those guys have from losing so many times. So I think it's going to be a very interesting week to see how the rookies play, because they're actually, in the last two Ryder Cups, the rookies have had very good records for the U.S. side. So, but the other interesting thing is experience. And I was looking at something yesterday, and Sergio Garcia has combined over his years to win as many points in the Ryder Cup as the entire U.S. team this year. 25.5 points.
He was involved, Dave. Amazing that you use that example. Again, as we get ready for the Cup, we all look at different things. Of course, I revisit 1999 at Brookline over and over again. And if anybody loves golf, just go on YouTube today, type in 1999 Ryder Cup, and watch it. It's the famous Ryder Cup where Justin Leonard, who was four down with seven holes to go at Brookline, you know, against Olathabel, comes back and has a 55-foot putt on 17 with like a 10-foot break. It's going so hard, it would have gone 10 or 15 feet past the hole, and it's dead center, and it goes in. Of course, the American players run onto the green, tackle Leonard. The wives are and the Europeans, I don't think, have gotten over it to this day, because Olathabel still had a putt to tie, right? And
correct.
And he missed
correct.
It. He pulled it a little bit left. So there's this, and what where I was going with that, with your Garcia thing, I think he was 19 years old. That was his first Ryder Cup, and he's still playing Ryder Cups. It's like you say, the blend of experience and youth is amazing. And what do you think? How do you see this? I looked at the captain list, Dave, and listen to the American captains, right? Steve Stricker, Fred Couples, Jim Furyk, Zach Johnson, Davis Love, and Phil Mickelson. And of course, then you've got the European team. You know, they're the same way. I mean, they've got Patrick Harrington, Luke Donald, Robert Carlson, Martin Keimer, Graham McDowell, Henrik Stenson. I mean, you'd pay to watch those guys tee it up, right? Let's go watch
absolutely.
The captain play.
They're all still very competitive players. Yeah.
Amazing.
It really is.
So what do you see happen? Crenshaw talked. I looked at an old interview with Crenshaw, and he said that the real key role that the captain plays is to decide who to send out, who to pair up, whose chemistry works well together. How do you handicap this thing, and who are you looking for to play real well?
Well, I hope that the U.S. can get off to a good start. I see Justin Thomas. I see Xander Schauffele. I see Jordan Spieth. I think those guys are going to be really, really important players in setting the tone. You know, Thomas has a great deal of experience between the President's Cup and the Ryder Cup. He's played well. You know, and then you got guys like Dustin Johnson. You know, he's always kind of a even keel guy. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you can pair him up with somebody that's maybe a little bit more excitable, and they can work off each other a little bit. But, you know, there's so many strong players on both sides. You know, the European team does have a little more age. You know, you got Paul Casey, 44 years old. Ian Poulter, same thing, in mid-40s. That mix of experience, and, you know, they have a lot of positive experiences from playing in the Ryder Cup. So I think it's going to be very close. I mean, I'm certainly rooting for the U.S., but I think it's going to be very close. It's a challenging golf course. It looks like the weather is going to be so-so. It's going to be chilly. It's going to be a little rainy. You know, the golf course is, it's going to play long, I would think. It's just, you know, when we played there in 2010, I mean, it was 7,600 yards. Who knows? They may have lengthened it 10 years based on how far guys are hitting it now, but there's some places you can hit it on that golf course that, you're just hacking out. It's not an easy golf course by any means.
Hey Dave, we got to wrap and let you go. Before we do, real quick, in 30 seconds or less, people are going to read a lot about that this is a links course. Tell the average, the casual fan what that means.
Well, links basically means it's a natural look, very few trees, a lot of bunkering, you know, seaside. You know,
it looks like Scotland. Michigan.
It does. Very much so.
Okay.
It is an incredible place, a Kohler. You know, the golf course, it looks like it's been there forever, but obviously it's not. It's as close probably as you're going to get to playing links golf overseas.
Well, there you go. So Whistling Straits, Wisconsin. I've driven past there before on my way up. Mm-hmm. Dave, I've driven past your place as well. Tell me about your course and tell folks how they can come out and play. I did the Crab Cake Tour. I'm still doing that. We're going to be doing it this Friday, presented by the Maryland Lottery up at Greenmount Station. We got the mayor in 2 weeks. But this is the time of the year where the best crabs run, September and October. Like, I tell people, I'm wearing my Fadley shirt. I was over at Costas last weekend. I was at Fadley's on Monday having a crab cake. And I would think for golfers, this is sort of the same thing, right? Like this next 6, 8, 10 weeks, when the weather's right and it's not totally wet or crappy, these are the days you go out in some sort of turtleneck sweater, something comfortable, and hitting a golf ball when, you know, when it's not 98 and awful and oppressive.
I think it's the best time of the year. You know, we get a little chilly in the mornings. It warms up nicely in the afternoon. You get in the 70s, maybe low 80s, but, it's a nice change from the oppressive heat we have here in the Baltimore area. But we're located right on Delaney Valley Road in Lutherville. You can make tee times online, classic5golf.com, or give us a call at the pro shop. We'll be happy to help you. And, you know, we're always looking for new players, and we love taking care of the ones we've had for years, too.
One of my very, very favorite tracks in the entire United States. That's not an exaggeration. I don't play all that great, but I have played all over the United States. Pine Ridge, near the top of my list.
Hey, Don, appreciate it. Also appreciate your time, Dave. Enjoy the golf this weekend. I was going to say about the weather. I was sitting next to this kid over at Wise Marks the other day eating their $6 signature crab cake, and it was so beautiful. It was shaded. It was before the Ravens game, like early in the morning, 11:30 in the morning. And I said, man, feels like California out here. And the kid sitting next to me says, I've never been to California. I said, well, it feels just like this. So if you can go out there and hit the golf ball this time of year, please do so. Enjoy the Ryder Cup this week. And we get all sorts of stuff happening. The Ravens are headed to Detroit and the Motor City. Luke's going to be monitoring all things out in Owings Mills. All of our Ravens coverage brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour is there. Lots of Baltimore positive conversations with Don and I, including our conversation from Costas last week with Johnny O, and when is Colgate Elementary School going to open up? We'll get to that and all that more when Don and I continue. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.